In terms of the more we do in Northern Ireland to create good frameworks, to have the law in place, to have NGOs and charities and so on able to kind of support those who find themselves in slavery, realistically we do kind of push the problem elsewhere. In a sense, if we don't work on either a European or an island or a worldwide basis, we're kind of pushing misery somewhere else. Just to kind of wonder, is there anybody who wants to kind of reflect on that? It's clearly like a moral ethical issue.
Yep. Okay, Alan, thanks. I'm going to ask Andrea, do you want to respond to that? You talked about globalisation, Andrea.
You're right that legislation does need to be revisited around the globe. I mean, slavery is illegal in every country in the world, and yet it's thriving. So we've clearly got a disconnect between where legislation currently is and where action is. I think, as I argued earlier this morning, I think one of the biggest drivers is actually corporates can lead on this, and we have to face facts that the government have limited resources, NGOs have even less, and corporations are increasingly ruling the world. So in terms of addressing forced labour issues, I would love to see transparency in supply chain legislation go around the globe as fast as possible. Not to beat up business, but actually to help business tackle these issues. Along with that is increased awareness raising, and also individual responsibility. That was said, none of us sit here with clean hands, just by the very fact of how we live our lives. And so, we have pounds, euros, and dollars in our pocket, and we can begin to affect that. And we only need to look back 200 years in terms of, there was a consumer protest around consuming sugar, and saying, actually, we don't want to purchase products if it means that somebody is enslaved. Well, we now live in a world where 36 million, that's the top end of the estimate, are enslaved, and a large section of them are involved in the production of goods or services and labor. And we need to work, we need corporates to do it, we need consumers to do it, we need the media to come alongside, we need the politicians to do it. They have done their bit, but we need policing to do it, because the only way we tackle this is through collaborative work.
Okay, Andrew, thanks. Clara, anti-slavery's perspective on that.
I'll go back to one point that Laura Morrow made, and that's the initial resistance of the Home Secretary to opt in for the directive. That would have been wrong, because that's why we have a law across the EU that's trying to create same parameters so that the EU is actually moving in the same direction, because the problem gets pushed across the borders. We have seen it many times before that law enforcement takes a firm stance in one country, the rest of the gang moves to another country, and we really need to do that. And I think over here there is a prime example of how traffickers and exploiters exploit the two jurisdictions and the differences and move people across the border swiftly. So, you need really an all-Ireland response to it on a practical level, on the enforcement level. So, yeah, absolutely. I think this is a very important point, and that's why, we should put aside any of our opinions around European Union or what have you, and this really requires cooperation within a country as well as across national borders. And we cannot be in a situation when one police force is trying to ping-pong the problem to another police force's area because it's too difficult to deal with.
Thank you. Lormore, did you want to come in on this?
Yes, I did. Just in relation to that matter, and I think we are unique in this respect, that we have a very porous border, a long porous border. Now, I worked quite closely with a group who are based in Dublin, and I must say that they gave me much support because they could see the merits of the bill, and they are very enthusiastic about getting similar legislation through the Dáil. And I would hope in time, in the near future, that will happen. But it is, my bill was certainly never intended to displace the problem. But I think that if we can get similar legislation in the Dáil, then I believe that the whole island of Ireland becomes a very, very cold place for this type of activity, and a strong message will go out that it's not acceptable, and that I would hope that when the Scottish bill is finally completed, that they will have at least as good as legislation as the Assembly has here, and indeed the rest of the UK and right across Europe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Fidelma.
Can I have just a final point on that? In order to tie up then a bit, not about displacement, but about where it begins, it's also, as Kevin Highland touched on a number of times today, it's about going to the country where this is generated, the countries we know of, like Nigeria and Vietnam, just as two examples, to try and stop it happening at source.
Mm-hmm. Okay.